Good morning. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Today, we've got Mr. Arkley with us. Good morning, Rob.
Hello, Brian. Happy Memorial Day to you and to everybody.
Yeah.
And we should be solemnly thanking those who made the great sacrifices.
Yeah, and even if sacrifice was just time away from the home, that's a sacrifice also, as we both know. Are you ready for our question for this morning's program? You might have a shot at this one.
Make it easy.
Why is illegal whiskey called moonshine?
I'm not ignoring you.
Yeah. We saw the wheels turning there, baby.
I have no idea.
It was once supposed that this term was first applied to the making of illegal whiskey by moonlight in the mountains of Kentucky, Virginia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. In fact, the term is much older than that and was originally used to describe the smuggling of illegal brandy into England from France by moonlight.
Oh. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm better for knowing that.
Yeah, yeah. Time to visit your buddy Jack, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, in the broad.
Don't overlook Johnny.
Yeah, yeah. Oh boy. Hey, how are you guys doing down there with all the goofy weather and stuff? Everything kind of all right?
Everything's fine. Boy, did we get a lot of rain not too long ago. We got 12 inches in a night.
Whoa.
And that pretty well a week ago. So that pretty well made things messy, flooded a few houses. So it was pretty eventful.
When something like that happens, I think a lot of us in our part of the world don't really appreciate how flat that part of the world is. How long does it take 12 inches of rain to work through? And, you know, you see sidewalks again and streets and things like that.
You know, that is such a good point. I was stunned at how it flooded everything. Make no mistake, it went up, but it went down astonishingly quickly.
Wow. Okay.
So,
yeah, is that the drainage system or is that just the terrain? Because I Angie and I were back in Nashville when that big thunderstorm flood happened, I don't know, 7-8 years ago now. Then it took like a week and a half, 2 weeks before it got down to where they could really tell what was going on, you know, when the Ryman was flooded and that kind of stuff. I would have thought that down in the Delta area that it would have been similar.
Well, it moved out quickly. I think it was aided by the fact that the Mississippi was not particularly high. And so, you know, make no mistake, all the water here ends up in the Mississippi.
Yeah, so it had capacity then.
That's it.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Nothing magic. Do they do riverboat gambling on the Mississippi
they
still?
Well, I've never done it, but yes, they do.
Okay. That's, I think, on Angie's bucket list to do a river cruise on the Mississippi.
Well, it's a nice cruise no matter what, the riverboat cruises. I'm just not a gambler.
Yeah, the gambling part to me is just kind of part of the folklore and the mystique and the cultural components of it rather than anything else. But, you know, you see the pictures or, you know, some of the historical stuff, you know, with the sidewheelers and Sam Clemens and all that kind of stuff. I just, you know, for a lot of us, you know, what do we know what's current or what isn't current unless we rely on the internet and we all know how faulty that one is. Jeez. Hey, how is the recall of Newsom playing out throughout the country? Is there much discussion or traction, or is this a California-centric thing?
It's California-centric. It is a reinforcement to everybody of how nuts California's gotten. I would doubt it's going to be successful. I've never seen such a release of cash. It got our masks off in California, or will be off, and it also, the money being spread around, I mean, Humboldt County is going to be a huge beneficiary of it, both through infrastructure and through Humboldt State.
Yeah, the Humboldt State thing has got to be really, really exciting for, I hope, everybody in the area, or in the region even, to have a polytech at this end of the state and then to be able to have it in the backyard. Are you as excited about that as a lot of us are?
Maybe more. It creates a really talented pool, ultimately, of talent or of staffing. And so it will spread around to the community new businesses and a vibrant young population. It's really exciting.
Yeah, the rippling of that is just going to be so cool. You know, kind of like a lot of folks thought when they closed down the woods, it was just the mills. No, there was all kinds of levels that took a hit. Same thing with this going the other direction. You put another 5,000-6,000 families or kids going to school, I think that's going to be extraordinary. My question to you, because we're not in San Luis Obispo or in Pomona where some of the other polys are, what kind of student attends a poly versus the student that we have had going to Humboldt State? Are they similar or are they different?
I think they are profoundly different. People going into the polytechnic world are, by definition, the mathematically STEM-oriented people. And so I think it's really going to upgrade the level of student that we have. It's really exciting. Boy, is it great.
Yeah. Now, what kind of timeline? I mean, this is a fait accompli, right? It is going to occur.
I don't know. I haven't talked to President Jackson, but I intend to next week. So I will know more by the next time we get together.
Well, that's all we can hope for then.
Yes, indeed.
K-I-
I thought you would know that. Right, I thought you knew that off the top of your head.
You know, do you think I think without having verification on anything? Come on. We're older now. We both know we need that vetting. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long, on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears, and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Mr. Rob Arkley. Rob, as you're looking at coming back to the area, what are some of the things that have got you excited about this summer and this fall in our area?
There's so much happening over on the peninsula. It's absolutely unbelievable. It will be interesting to see if there's a lot of opposition to the wind turbine project out in the ocean. I have no earthly idea what people are going to say. It looks like it's going to have substantial economic impact over on the peninsula.
Right.
The other thing that has me pretty excited, not on a positive, is this parking lot conversion into low-income housing. And it was tried to be done in the dark of night, and it's kind of a miracle I even found out about it. And now we're organized. There's going to be litigation. And I think we can almost bet on there being, because Newsom's having a recall anyway, I think we can probably put a ballot initiative on the ballot to prevent it. Or alternatively, maybe we'll just go directly at the people who tried to do this in the stealth of night. I don't like recall, but since Newsom's doing it anyway, maybe we should.
Well, one cool thing, or surprise, surprise, is because it's a state recall, the state's paying for the election fees, too. So it's not hurting the counties, which, you know,
won't hurt us a bit.
What a breath of fresh air that is, too.
Yeah, well, as opposed to everybody, this project is just crazy. And then the other ideas to put one big low-income project out at Cutton, good Lord. I mean, 300 units?
Yeah.
I mean, here's the deal about low-income housing nationally. Low-income housing brings crime, period, end of discussion. That area is not ready for it. Why we don't pick an area of one of the schools that's been closed? They have better services. They have shopping. The land is there. Why we're choosing this alternative is lost on me. But we will bring it to the people. I have great confidence in the people of the city of Eureka. And I didn't want to have to get involved in this, but it's just time.
There's a lot of different challenges, certainly, that are out there. And housing for working folks, entry-level housing, I guess, is kind of the working phrase some of us are using. With the price of resources, the raw material being as they are, do you see that there's going to be an opportunity to have those types of homes or I guess, living spaces pencil out as an ROI? Can it happen in this environment, or do we have to wait for the material costs to come back down significantly before it really pencils out so we can have some of these entry-level homes?
I don't see how it economically makes sense at this point. Not that government particularly cares about that. But the material costs, we certainly are, looks like catching the spike on the pricing. I could be wrong, but it doesn't look like the optimal time to build.
Now, you've shared in the past that you were looking to put in a couple of housing developments in some of the properties that you guys have got. Is that something that is it time for that now with anticipation of the Polytech stuff? Some of the expansion, you were talking about like Nordic Farms and then the fiber optic line and some of this stuff out on the bay. Is the time right for building homes here in our area?
I think the time is right because relative to the rest of California in particular, our housing, where it seems outrageous to those of us who were born and raised here, is downright bargain basement cheap. But I think whether we like it or not, we're going to have big needs for this for infrastructure for housing. Humboldt, I don't think they have the room in Arcata to do the Polytechnic concept. I suspect that will be in Eureka, but I just don't know.
Yeah, there has been some discussion that the equivalent of like branch campuses or off-site, off-campus locations is going to be the way to make this happen. I had even heard last week that Fortuna, which shouldn't be a shocker, but the fact that there's just that distance in Humboldt County is under serious consideration also.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, good. No matter what, this will benefit Eureka greatly.
Oh, I you know, what I'm really curious about is to see who comes out in opposition to it. Because, we always have somebody.
It's interesting how this pandemic has rippled across various markets. we have wonderful employees and we're really blessed with a great staff, but a lot of people are having real labor issues, especially if their model is a cheap labor model. And I don't see that getting particularly better in the near future. You can't, a lot of people can't log this year because they can't get timber haulers.
Right, yeah. Then that stops the process at step one.
Yeah, the other problem is the mills can't get drivers to drive trucks.
Yes.
So a lot of things have changed, and we're going to not live in a period of excess for a while. We're going to live in a period of shortage, which by definition will make things more expensive.
And we'll pick it up from there when we come back. It's 8:30.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Barkley. Happy Memorial Day, which kind of sounds weird. You know, Happy Memorial Day. How about it's Memorial Day? Maybe that's what I ought to be saying instead of happy. I just hope everybody enjoys.
Actually, that's really solid. I like that.
Yeah. Enjoy the 3-day weekend and pause to reflect. I guess that's probably the most straightforward way. Question about Bayshore Mall. You know, a lot of us are totally unfamiliar with the concept, thankfully, of bankruptcy and things of that nature. With the fact that the owning company filed for bankruptcy, there was a concern that that might impact either Bayshore Mall specifically or those merchants or businesses located in there. What is the process or the protocol that is to be expected? I mean, is there any anticipated disruption of business as they go through that process?
I do not anticipate any difficulty whatsoever. It certainly doesn't give the tenants the ability to leave the mall. And all it does is, my understanding is there's just too much debt on it. It will reduce the debt burden and it'll be life as normal.
There has been some discussion over the past couple of years, I'm sure you're familiar with it too, with turning either portions of what is there now or converting the roof and adding additional structure that would be housing, Bayview, secure parking, et cetera, et cetera. Is that practical for this particular location? Is that something that's being pushed but really doesn't make a lot of sense for that location?
Boy, I doubt if it's structurally made for a second floor. And that's a really big space. Anything can be done. How the Coastal Commission would view it, I don't know. That seems like a reach to me, but I'm surprised all the time.
Oh, come on. Not you.
Oh, yeah.
What is there any update on the balloon track? I know it's been quite some time since we've talked about it with all the other stuff that's been going on. Is there any movement, any activity, any exciting news about that?
Yeah, we're going to be changing some zoning, not all of it. We're working with the railroad to get some of the easements dealt with. And so we're steadily dealing with it. It's oddly enough, I never thought that the X Street property would be an easier development, but it looks like it's going to be.
Is that because it's more residential rather than commercial, or visibility, or
it's zoned commercial. It has very few issues compared to the balloon track on the wetland side, and so it's just an easier project by far.
Oh, okay. So the wetlands are continuing to be challenges.
Well, I'm not terribly concerned about the wetlands at the balloon track, but it's just, you just can't. I think X Street moves faster. That's just me.
Okay. Well, you know, you're the one with the experience on this one.
yeah, really. But I think it's a really exciting time in Humboldt County, Brian.
Yeah,
During my lifetime, we've never seen it so exciting.
It just, there's a sense, and it's tough to tell. Is it because the mask situation isn't as onerous as what it was, and that we've got a finish line, and the numbers are reflecting that? If it's because of the weather has been so great the last little bit, since it was almost like daylight savings time, that was a general lift. And if we could get a lot of these positions filled that businesses need, it would almost feel like robust times. And that's all before these things we've talked about.
I think it's going to be, and if you have a cheap labor model, it's not a good time for you. If you have a higher wage, more benefit intense model like we do, it's a great time. So
for those
we're excited about things.
How do you convert from the one model to the other model? Or are there just some that don't have the ability to make that transition?
There are a whole bunch that can't make the transition. And they won't, and it's just the way it goes. It's what happens. It inevitably, once labor gets to a certain point, people try to automate. Low-cost labor will, if you can't fill it, ultimately they'll have to transition technologically and reprocess how they deliver their product or fail.
Yeah, and that new way of approaching things, I suspect that that would open up opportunities for the consultants and advisors. How do you go from where you are to where you need to be on a cost-effective basis? I mean, Boy, talk about a niche there for specialization for those folks that can figure that equation out.
I don't think you need consultants. Just leave your clever entrepreneur to figure out how to make money or not. I mean, the market will bubble around and they will find the optimal solution.
As part of that, I mean, certainly the restaurant industry has taken it on the chin. That's going to be one of those sectors that I guess would qualify, historically would qualify for what you were talking about. Can you automate and still keep the doors open, or are you going to? Is it just something like you bump your prices? I mean, certainly buying your materials at a lower price really doesn't seem to be in play at this point.
Well, that's a really interesting question. I think you're going to have to, A, raise prices, and that has its own set of consequences, and B, there's going to be creative destruction, unfortunately. So I've been impressed with how nimble our local restaurants have been, and they still produce really quality food. People don't realize what a food mecca Eureka is. We have great restaurants, and so is Arcata, for that matter.
Yeah, it has, and I wonder if that's a reflection of the university, or if that's just what happens in small, isolated areas like ours that have a lot of tourist exposure into the community.
I think it's the culture of our area. Our area, even in the illegal growing of marijuana, it's a pretty darn entrepreneurial market. And look at Sierra Pacific started here, the largest landowning family in the United States, the Emersons.
Right.
There are just a lot of really Restoration Hardware started on 2nd Street. And so we are an entrepreneurial hotbed. And I think it's a strength, not a weakness.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:45.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. Final couple minutes this morning with Mr. Rob Arkley. Rob, you doing anything special today?
Well, this is a day when we're coming back to Eureka, and we'll be arriving, later in the day and begin our glorious Northern California summer.
Great. So you're not expecting the band to be out at the airport when you guys come in?
Oh, I'm fully expecting a band with masks.
Yeah, kind of tough to blow the old horn that way, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I wonder how many of us are just going to burn our masks when that mask mandate goes away.
The magic day. Yeah, no kidding. It will be interesting to see how things feel and how things act and how they are processed after the middle of June, after that date. If obviously there's going to be some lingering approaches and processes that were developed because of this, but I'm curious to really experience and to see what is it like when everything is pulled back. A lot of jurisdictions already have got it. But to see what does it mean here on the home front? I'm really anxious to see what that's like.
What's amazing, Brian, is when you really think about it, people haven't been on vacations in a year and a half. And the number of people and vacations and extravagance are going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, I know that we're teed up for a lot of visitors. That's part of my hope for the visitor-serving sectors is that they are able to get fully staffed so that these experiences and impressions of these folks that are coming to our area for the first or umpteenth time is really positive, and that will help to initiate that momentum and keep us going.
Brian, I think they're going to have a labor shortage that's worse than restaurants.
The lodging industry?
I just think they need a type of laborer that is low paid, and I think it's going to be hard to fill.
Yeah, well, and maybe that model starts to change too. As things continue to develop, and there'll be a delineation within the industry of customer expectations as well as service delivery. I mean, it will be interesting to see how things work their way through over the next 10 to 12 months.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. We're coming out of this stronger than we went in. So I'm very happy.
All right. Well, we can't get a whole lot better than that to end the show with. So look forward to seeing you later this week. Have a safe trip.
All right, buddy. Take care. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Rob. And everybody else, too. If you're driving around or going anywhere, take the time, appreciate what's going on. Don't be on somebody's tailpipe, and let's end the Memorial Day weekend on a real positive note. See you tomorrow morning.